average, or like Ashley Judd, drop dead gorgeous. And if you're going expecting to see her through the movie drop dead gorgeous, you're not going to see it. She's very average.
She's very, well, they make her. Right. It's a story, you know, they say everyone gets old, not everybody grows up. So it's a story about this young woman that doesn't grow up. You know, the people that are stuck in high school, that they peak too soon. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I know people like that who peak in high school and then they don't go anywhere else with their lives. So
or even sadder, as the case with me, Peon, and Dan, we didn't peak then or now.
Yeah, we're still peaking.
We're waiting for our peak.
No, you all are peaking. Yeah. I'm a witness to
that. Well, we were peaking when you were in the restroom.
Oh, my goodness.
How did I know?
You didn't see that top panel with the ceiling move?
You got to be on your toes.
Okay. Carrying on here.
So young adult.
Young adult. So she's a divorced woman who decides that she wants to recapture the glory of those prom days when she was the prom queen and the homecoming queen and dated the football player. So she heads back home to find her ex-boyfriend, who is now married and has a baby, and is convinced that once he knows she's back home, he's going to want to
leave his
hook
wife.
Up. Yeah. And it's scary. There's probably women, maybe men out there, that think like this. They don't make it in the real world, and then they try to go back and recapture what they had. And so you see the demise of this woman. She just, it's kind of pitiful because you know she's in trouble. They flash, she'll dress up and look beautiful, the beautiful Charlize Theron, and then she'll be this, for lack of a better word, haggy looking, depressed, you know, struggling in her own life as a writer. And
there are a couple of really uncomfortable scenes, and I don't mean uncomfortable like a rape scene uncomfortable.
No.
I mean where you feel how painful it must be to be in her shoes. I'll give an example. Sin of a Woman, Al Pacino. Have you seen it?
Yes.
There's a scene where he goes for Thanksgiving dinner with his brother. And it is so uncomfortable because it becomes, the tension is so thick that eventually he has to get up and leave his own family's Thanksgiving because he is so insulting. And it's that kind of
uncomfortable. It is that kind of a... It's almost like she's in a fishbowl and she has, you know, she has this problem. Everybody's looking in on her. They all know she's crazy and she doesn't.
She didn't know.
She has no idea.
She thinks they're all crazy.
And so my sister-in-law and brother, they said, you tell us, go ahead. And they said, my brother actually stood up and said, I don't need to see someone else's depressing life, you know. Yeah. It's like you want to go to the movie and escape. For me, though, I love the idea escaping into someone's life, whether it's good or bad, for that 2 hours and just exploring how they work their way through it, how the writer, in this case, Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno, which I love that movie.
That should be the name of somebody in a Wild West show.
a
trick shooter.
Well, that's not her real
name. With a fancy horse.
Yeah. And she was a dancer in
name. And so she kept that name. Her first film was Juno, and then I think she had one in between, and then she's got this one. And she's working with Jason Reitman, who did Up in the Air with George Clooney, which
I
love.
Jason.
And
Dan was in that movie.
Yeah.
That's Ivan's son. Now, see, that's how old I am. I've interviewed Ivan many times, and so when I first heard Jason was doing this Up in the Air, I thought, do they mean Ivan? No, it's his grown son now doing films, and he's great. In Up in the Air, there was a twist. In this film, there's a twist. Of course, I'm not going to give it away. That's all I'm going to say about this. Her performance, I think, is outstanding.
Here's the other thing I will say. It borders on art film to me. It's got a sort of low-budget art film.
Yeah, it's got
feel.
That feel.
It's kind of like Juno was.
And Juno, kind of, but Juno ended up being, I believe, a blockbuster. It made a lot of money.
Oh, it did well.
Yeah, it did well. This one, you hated it.
I hated you.
I did too.
I didn't like it.
You all hated
it. I didn't like Pulp Fiction.
I never saw it.
Pulp Fiction, that's all anybody talked about. Oh, Pulp Fiction. I went to see it. I thought, what am I
missing? I didn't like Pulp Fiction either.
Well, Pulp Fiction isn't one of my favorites, but I did like Juno. I love the way this film is shot. I mean, Jason, he let the pictures talk. For a long time, there's no dialogue. You're following this woman and her dog. And the dog, by the way, they found the dog. He didn't want to use a stage dog, an acting dog. He wanted a dog that was real. So he put the word out, Jason, Ivan's son, put the word out, find a dog that's kind of quirky and weird. And so they find this, what is it, a Palomino? It's like this big fluffy dog. And it was a woman walking down the streets of New York, and the dog was like quirky and jumping and barking and acting erotic. And someone that worked on the film set said, that must be the dog. That's the dog. Went up to the woman and said, we'd like your dog to be in a movie. And this dog was in the movie.
I'd love to know what the woman got paid for that.
Yeah. I thought of that
That's
today.
That's the kind of stuff that I wonder.
I would love to know that because Charlize said in an interview that she's used to having these trained dogs that have their trainers. They go in, you know, and they're making big bucks. She said this dog was like crazy, you know, and they have at one point the dog's in the purse and the dog doesn't want to be in the purse. Why would it? So it's a character in the film as well. But the pictures tell the story in this film. I love the way it's shot. I love the way he shot it, and I love the way she wrote it. Every word that's spoken is so real, and you get into the head of this woman.
And I will say this too. She's beyond being beautiful. She's a great actress.
She
if
is.
You saw Monster,
she's a, yeah, she's,
you know what a great actress
Academy
she is.
Award winning, and she'll be nominated for this. She'll
All right,
definitely
so
be.
Young adult ARDs, how many?
3.25.
Woo!
Wow.
Whoa!
I
wasn't expecting that. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan. That's pretty generous. Right, 3.25. We can play her music even though she's in the room. Tool Belt Team has been proud to present another review from Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm here all night.
Now, normally, we take calls right now, but management has decided they want to change the format, so we have to take a break again. If you don't like that, and I don't think you do, I hope you don't. Here's the email address, lryan, R-Y-A-N, at ktrs.com. Here's my goal. I want to, as Barney said, nip it in the bud. Barney, say nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, thank you. I want to nip this in the bud in about one day so that tomorrow we go back to what has worked for close to 30 years, and that's just do it the way we did it before. So we have a lot of time to talk, so now we have to break. Because this is the way they want to try it. I said I'm willing to try it, and then under my breath as I walked away, and I hope it fails. So that's what we're going to shoot for here. I am, for those of you who have never seen or met me, I am a bald-headed man.
What?
Yes, I have.
No.
I know. I conceal it well. I've been bald since I was 23 years old. It started at 19. Now, let me tell you, when you're 23 and you're bald, you're kind of like a freak. You're a weirdo because no other 23-year-old guys around you are bald. No 28-year-old guys are bald. Sometimes guys in their 30s start to get bald. But I was 23 and bald, and I will tell you, I'd be lying if I didn't say, it really, really bugged me. I felt like I was deformed or something because nobody around me was bald at my age. And then I got used to it. And then I kind of started to like it because I don't have to worry about mousses or gels or any. What do they use now? What do you use in your hair? What do you use?
I don't really use anything.
I don't even know because I haven't bought a
product guy now.
What do you use?
They have putties.
There's a grooming spray.
Mixes.
There's still gel. There's all kinds
of
stuff.
What do you use? What's the brand?
It's Crew Grooming Spray.
We just killed their sales.
Oh, man.
Anybody sees a picture of Dan, they go, I'm not using that
stuff.
No,
Dan's got that cool spiked look. I want my husband to do that. I love that look.
Yeah.
But they also have, besides spray, they have like putty. It almost comes in a little jar.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's almost like a modeling clay almost. You put that in your hair and you can style.
And it's really,
it
and your hair's kind of sticky then, too.
Yes.
It feels sticky.
It's not hard like the spray.
I only had 20 years to experiment with my hair.
Yeah. Oh.
So here are the only names I know. Brill Cream, Groom and Clean, Vitalis, and Alberto VO5.
Oh, I remember Alberto.
I bet those are still all around, but yeah, I don't think anybody.
That's it. And after that, I didn't need. Oh, and that Butch wax, if you had a flat top. Remember that?
Yes.
You'd use that wax to make the front of your hair.
Yeah.
Stuff.
They still have wax stuff now. Yeah. It's just a different.
But since then, I haven't needed anything because I don't have any hair. Now, sometimes it's okay. People don't need hair. But and some people look really a bad bald. They got like an egg-shaped head or something, and they don't like to be bald. Here's where I'm headed with this, and that is that you have an option. I don't. I'm not a candidate for the neograft process. Because you have to have a certain amount of density to the hair that's on the back of your head for them to pull them one at a time. Not painful, by the way.
Oh.
No, not painful.
I'm sorry.
This is a sponsor, and you're going, oh, like it hurts? It doesn't hurt.
No.
That's the whole point of neograft. It's not painful like the old barbaric plugs and strips of hair they ripped out of your head. This is one follicle at a time, and they take it from a dense area, and they move it up top of your head, which is usually where you want the hair. I wonder, I need to ask him, if somebody wanted to grow, just say you're a weirdo and you want to grow hair on the end of your nose. I mean, just to be weird.
Oh, if you could plug some in there,
if you could
it would
do
grow?
The neograft process and have hair.
I'm sure they would consult with you with it.
Growing
sure,
out of the end of your
they'd
nose.
They'd sit down
well,
and discuss it.
If you wanted a beard, maybe they could do it, you know. You wanted a beard.
But a beard's not a problem for guys.
Wouldn't you have to have hair already growing out of there?
Out of your nose?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Yeah, I think so. I think, see, you did at one time have hair on top of your head. Yeah. So you're replacing that hair. Now, here's the question I asked. The first question I asked Dr. Moore, I said, if the hair stopped growing on top of your head and just quit, then why will this transplanted follicle grow? And he knew the answer, and it made sense, but I'm not smart enough to repeat it. It's a different root system and a different follicle. That hair, like the hair that I have, if I had more of it down on the back of my neck, the back of my head, is a different root system, and transplanted to the top will thrive. And the guy who's in charge of this at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton is also a patient. He has had the neograft process. Had one procedure, the one-day procedure, and that's all he needed. And many people only need one procedure. So here's what you need to know. You need to know this website, neograftstl.com, and that it's in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton, and that that's the only place in the state of Missouri you can have it done. You could go to California and have it done and pay about three times as much if you want to. That's if you just have all the money in the world and you want to do that, do it. But if you're bald and you don't want to be bald, men or women, and they've done the procedure on both and continue to, then go to this website, find out more, and then make an appointment and go in and ask 1,000 questions. I would. You have every right to, and they expect you to. They'll answer your questions, then you make the decision. It's called Neograft. It is a revolutionary, FDA-approved, state-of-the-art transplantation procedure, neograftstl.com.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. This weekend on Smart Living, we're going to take back our finances. Our expert offers up 5 simple steps and tech tools to start the year off right. Plus, the author of the Breakup Bible helps you navigate through a divorce. And you remember her as DJ Tanner on the TV sitcom Full House. Actress and author Candace Cameron joins me to talk about making the most out of holiday gifts you didn't like.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to the St. Louis Arch, a monument to westward expansion that stands 630 feet tall. That would be about 1,260 geckos if we stood head to tail, vertically. Not that we'd ever do that. We'd be too busy in our never-ending quest to help save people money on car insurance. Go west, young geckos.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As a proud father of 5 daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Here in Southern Illinois, hard work is a way of life. And it's good to know that in Washington, we have John Shimkus working hard for us. While others play politics, Congressman Shimkus is bringing people together to protect and create good-paying jobs. In Congress, John Shimkus is a leader, fighting to reduce the budget deficit, cut government red tape and regulation, increase domestic energy production, expand exports for Illinois farmers and manufacturers. And John Shimkus is a strong supporter of small business, helping our local economy grow. Congressman Shimkus believes in common sense solutions that get results. And in today's economy, good paying jobs are his top priority. Call 202-224-3121 today. Tell John Shimkus to keep fighting for jobs and our Illinois way of life. Paid for by the American Chemistry Council.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario, there's no place like this.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Sing, Dawn, do you sing?
I try.
You would like to sing along with this?
Yeah. I have to remember the words.
What's the next line?
Got it sad.
What? Got it sad.
Got it sad.
She's got my sack.
Yeah, she's got my sack.
She's got my sack.
It must be so sad. It's a Christmas
Dawn's
song.
Dawn's not going to sing this.
It's not my kind of song.
Hey, guess what? I have good news. We can take your phone calls now.
For a couple minutes.
Wait a minute.
We have to break again. 314. Here are the numbers. Dial us up. We'd love to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll stack them up and first come, first serve, we'll call. Fill me in on anything I need to know while I was suspended for 6 days because I'm out of the loop. I will tell you that while I was gone, I had an opportunity to, without getting real specific, I had an opportunity to be in a marina in a very nice resort area where there were a lot of yachts, and I learned a lot of really interesting stuff about super wealthy people because sometimes if you just bother to go up and approach somebody that you think is unapproachable, like a really rich person, you're surprised that they talk to you. Let me tell you something. I met a guy and I saw this boat. So I go up and start talking to this guy, and his yacht happens to be for sale. The asking price was $70 million. Can you even imagine? I mean, so I met a captain, and keep calling because we got your names. I'm getting right to you. But I met a captain, and I start talking to him about these people and their yachts and this super, super wealthy. And he said, I was a captain on a private yacht, and the owner wanted to go to Europe. Now, unless it's a mega yacht, like a Paul Allen yacht, sometimes these boats can't, they're not capable of making it to Europe. They don't have enough fuel. So he said the owner put the yacht on a ship. They will transport your yacht.
Yeah.
And then the owners fly over, get on their yacht in Europe, and cruise Europe, and then the ship brings the yacht back. The cost of shipping the yacht, because the captain wrote the check out of the yacht account, $300,000. I asked the man on the $70 million yacht, I said, do you mind if I ask you what your fuel consumption cost? And I said, what is the fuel capacity, first of all? He said the fuel tanks are 27,000 gallons. That means in diesel fuel that to fill it up is about $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rich.
Yeah. I just, you see these TV shows and these new lifestyles of rich and famous type things and these little documentaries. They'll do a special on Access Hollywood and they'll talk about these stars like Jennifer Lopez and they're getting on their yacht. We can't even begin to imagine the way some of these people live. There was a guy there was a crew putting Christmas decorations on a mega yacht. And I asked them, this was December 29th. I said, Christmas is over. You're putting up decorations. He says, yeah, the owner called. They're flying in, and they didn't get to spend any Christmas time on the yacht, so they want Christmas decorations put up. It took a crew of six people, 12 hours to put these decorations up. They had mechanical Santas and reindeer leaping up into the air on top of this yacht. It was unbelievable to me. And you try not to act like you're about to have a heart attack talking about it. You try to just kind of be casual. Well, thanks for the information. And,
yeah.
You know, like but in, inside you're thinking, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, who are these people? Who are these people? We can take your calls now. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Rob is up. Rob, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
What can we do for you?
Well, I actually heard you talking about the Juno movie earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie's kind of got a love-hate relationship with me. Me and my wife were actually watching it. She talked me into watching one of her Girl Night movies. And we watched the whole movie, and the first words out of my mouth when the movie was over was, you need to go get a pregnancy test and get tested. And she went, and come to find out, we have a baby now.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. 2-year-old daughter. Yep.
Now, and it was the movie that caused you to want to get her tested.
That's correct, yeah. So we had no idea before that. She got the movie, said it would be fun to watch it. We watched it, and oh, yeah. She went out at 11 o'clock that night and got a test from Walgreens.
All I remember about... Man. All I
wow.
remember
Is it because of the symptoms in the movie? I never saw it.
You never saw Juno?
No.
Well, don't waste your time. All I remember about Juno was it was some smart-mouthed girl who talked to her parents in a way that if I had talked to my parents that way, they'd have locked me out of the house. I couldn't relate to anything in that movie. That's all I remember was this girl with an attitude who was pregnant and was going to have the baby, if I remember right.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It wasn't for me. But, hey, congratulations. How old is the baby now?
She's 2.5. We actually got another one due next month.
Keep watching Juno.
Yeah. You're busy, buddy.
You have to watch it again.
We need a rerun on TV.
Well, no, let me just tell you, at 2.5, you're already halfway into what they call the terrible twos. I didn't find anything terrible about it at all. I think when kids are 2, 3, 4, 5, there's nothing cuter. I didn't see any of the terrible.
I didn't either.
I don't get that when they
say that. I waited for it, never came.
No, man, that's...
Maybe 13, 14.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for it.
That's the most fun that I ever had. So you've got two, you're gonna stop there, you're going to go for 3 or 4?
I've actually got, this will be my third. I have an older daughter, and okay. She's 7.
Yeah, good for you. If I had it to do over, I've said this many times, I'd have had 5 or 6 kids. I really would. It's the greatest thing I ever did. Jim, Happy New Year. I'm sorry. Rob, Happy New Year.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I want to take more calls, but because of the new format rules, now we have to break again. See, I was ready to take Jim. He's the next caller, but I don't like this. And if you don't like it, we can get this shut down. But the only thing the station responds to is lots of listener complaints. So...
I can't stand it anymore.
Well, there's
I can't
a,
stand
there's
it.
There's a listener right now, right outside the door.
Boy, he's
not happy.
No.
Not happy.
I just had someone call,
We're
too.
Working on it.
And she said she doesn't have a computer, so she's calling tomorrow.
314-453-5500
yes.
is the station's number. You call the front desk. Tear into them. Leave that show alone. Stop this new thing where they have to take breaks every 8 minutes or 6 minutes.
Tear them a new something.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Oh my goodness, that's a little rough.
I don't know what the
tiramisu. I don't like tiramisu.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. And here's one of our breaks that I'm proud to take. Thompson Price, a man who, along with his wife Candy, will be joining us again in the Dominican Republic, and several dozen of you will get to enjoy the company of Mr. Price and his wife, as you did last year on our trip.
We played spades with him last year one day. Your wife and I were partners, and we played against Tom and his wife, Candy.
They had magnetic cards. Yeah, they brought along, it's the greatest idea. It's a board, it's a magnetic board, and you can play in a windy place, you can play cards because the cards don't blow away.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say, well, that guy's pretty clever. You think, wait till you see what he does with a kitchen or a bathroom or a home entertainment room. He and his crew, his people, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, I've told this story before, but I just found out today about yet another couple that went to the wrong place, thinking they were at Thompson Price. I'm going to try to help you avoid that. There were a few years when Thompson Price was part of another kitchen and bath company. It was something else and Thompson Kitchen and Bath. That has been over with for a few years. And we get a story from time to time about somebody and they walk into another place and something just doesn't add up. It's because you're not in the right store. If you want to make sure that you are at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, if you're dealing with the people who did our kitchen 17 years ago, our bathroom a year later, another bathroom a year after that, and another bathroom a year after that, then you need to be in the showroom that's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side of Manchester, opposite side of the street, and not too far away from West County Center, next to McAllister's Deli. And ladies, this will be a nice, easy landmark for you to identify. TJ Maxx. It's in that shopping center with TJ Maxx. And I know a lot of women love to shop at TJ Maxx. I don't know that I've ever been in a TJ Maxx store.
No?
But they do sell men's things,
yeah,
too.
They
right?
Yeah, they sell everything. It's great.
So if you know where TJ Maxx is there on Manchester, east of 270, then you're in the right spot. If you're in any other kitchen and bath showroom, you are not at Thompson Price. So we want to make sure we get you to the right place, because now they are not affiliated or associated with any other kitchen and bath remodeling company. Get your money's worth. Do it right. If you can't do it right now, then wait 3 months or 6 months. But when you do it, do something you're going to be really proud of. And you're going to look at it for years and years and years and think, man, was that money well spent? And that's the way we feel when we look at our kitchen every day. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's go airborne and Tim Weiland with the Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. We're flying out over Highway 40 in Timberlake Manor now. There is an accident. When we took off, it was blocking the right lane. Now they've moved it off to the right shoulder, eastbound 4064 at Mason. And traffic is not quite back from Timberlake Manor up through Mason, and then after that it opens up. If you're going westbound 40, it's stop and go from about the Science Center through McCausland, Ballas, out through Mason. Looks like we may have a slow pocket as you approach the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 is stop and go on both sides of Olive, and that's due to the sunshine hitting you there. They've cleared the accident eastbound 44 at Hampton. All lanes are open. The ramp is open. There are no delays there. If you're traveling southbound 55, got a pretty heavy slow up between Arsenal and Gasconade before it finally opens up and you move the speed limit towards 270. This traffic report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from Missouri Lottery with bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming soon, January 15th. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Tonight on a very special edition of KTRS Tonight. Not really any different than any other Thursday, but it'll be entertaining, informative, and fine and funny. We'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up in New Hampshire in a double debate weekend. And Scott Schaefer, the tech guru, joins me to preview what's coming up at the CES show in Vegas.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
The Apple Advantage. The Apple Advantage.
Get your best vacation experience with the Apple Advantage. Incredible prices and unbelievable values are yours to be had during the Apple Vacations Great Winter Event. Four nights in Cancun at Rio Caribe start from only $749.99. Or enjoy Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secret Silver Sands Riviera Cancun start from just $999.99. Both trips include round-trip air, all meals, drinks, and more. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Great Southern Travel at 314-432-6020 to book your trip today. That's Great Southern Travel, 314-432-6020. Hurry. Sale ends soon. Prices per person based on double occupancy and air on Frontier for select dates. $2.50 per segment, September 11 security fee and other taxes and fees up to $152 not included. Restrictions apply. Check bag fees may apply per bag. Please see air carrier's website for baggage charges.
At St. Louis Popcorn Company, they're giving back. For every tin they sell online at stlpopcorn.com, a donation of $2 will be made to the USO of Missouri. Order your popcorn tin now and help take care of the men and women protecting this country. That's stlpopcorn.com. The St. Louis Popcorn Company is located at 13th and Washington in the heart of downtown St. Louis. Stop in and get a free sample today. 10 scrumptious flavors to choose from, including gourmet classics like caramel, cheese, and Chicago mix. Not to mention a variety of mouth-watering new recipes like vanilla curry caramel, caramel with nuts, and the amazing chocolate fix. Log on to stlpopcorn.com, browse through the delicious options, and then pre-order the perfect gift for your friends, family, clients, and coworkers. And for every tin that you purchase, a $2 donation will be made to the USO of Missouri. Help support the troops and enjoy a delicious tin of popcorn. St. Louis Popcorn Company and STLPopcorn.com. Poppin' fresh gourmet flavors daily. That's good.
This year marks Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday. What a great way for us to celebrate it here in St. Louis with this amazing musical.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director of The Rep, previewing the Stephen Sondheim musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
When the painting comes together, it is one of the most glorious moments in modern musical theater, I believe.
Inspired by the life of George Surratt, this unique, inventive musical is one of the most acclaimed shows of our time.
One of the exciting things about working in our particular theater is working in the Thrust Stage. The three-dimensionality of the painting comes through.
The Pulitzer Prize-winning Sunday in the Park with George plays January 4th through the 29th.
How exciting to be the first show of 2012, because it's about finding direction for yourself, and we couldn't be better served by this miraculous musical.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Sunday in the Park with George, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
Phones are ringing. Make them ring more. We'll take them. We'll take as many as we can get in here in this next segment. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. I want to thank Bill Cleveland for letting me sit in for him today.
Yeah.
And again tomorrow. Seriously, though, thanks to Bill, because except for the one email where she called you guys a bunch of yokels.
You're right.
Apparently, he did a very good job. Now we got callers. We start with Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, Frank. I just wanted to say hello to all, especially to the beautiful Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Beautiful Dawn. It's Jim.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Hey, Frank, I got a question for you.
Right.
I'm on the Big 550 KTRS webpage,
mm-hmm.
and your picture shows up there with you holding the M16. What's up with that?
Well, that's taken when I was in basic training.
Where was your basic taken?
Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was at Fort Leonard Wood myself.
Now, there's
How many
another...
years were you in?
I don't think
anybody ever asked you this.
Oh, no, we've talked about it a lot.
Ah,
I was in the Army Reserve, so I was in 6 years, but I,
oh, okay.
You know, and you know how that works. I go down there, you do basic, you do your AIT, and you get out, and then you, you know, you do weekends, one weekend a month, you do 2 weeks every year, and you do 6 years instead of two, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
There's another picture they wouldn't let me put up there. It's me with an M16 standing outside the manager's office taken 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
they wouldn't put
By
that
By the way, there. Frank,
yeah.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
All right, Jim.
You guys have a beautiful day.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
you can.
Bye.
Listener's still out there.
Yeah.
I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. I'm fighting.
Doesn't like this
you
new.
You leave.
They don't like
Like
this.
An occupier.
They don't like this new format. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm doing well. Hello. Happy New Year, guys.
Rich, everybody.
Hey, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, I just want to know, is this the QVC show, and what's the next special coming up here?
I don't follow you.
Well, we keep having all these commercials, so I thought maybe that we're at the new QVC and overselling things.
No, it's creating the illusion of more commercials because now we're being told to break more often to do the same amount of commercials. We don't like it, and you don't like it, so you need to complain. Same exact amount of commercials.
I'll get the email, and I will do that.
All right.
I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
All right, thank you, Rich. Now, Dan says this next caller's name is MRV.
Mr. V.
It's Mary.
Oh.
Mary is MRV? Way to go.
Yeah.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, way to go. Let's talk to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi there. Frank, I'm calling to complain.
All right, we love that. We love complaints. Go ahead.
I've been in the car since 4 o'clock, and all I've heard is commercials, and I haven't had one good laugh except for when you called me MRV.
Well, we don't have time to make people laugh now. But making people laugh, I calculate, takes about 12 minutes.
Well, and you need like a 5-minute buildup of
you gotta build it up.
Pressure to, before the comedy starts shooting everywhere.
You bring the comedy hammer down after you build up, and they want us to break now every 8 or 10 minutes, not like we've always done, and it's gonna shut a lot of comedy out.
Mary,
you have the power, though, Mary. All you have
I know.
To email. And
P power?
That'll, put, it, that'll put an end to it.
I will do that when I get home.
So, Mary, what's your story? Do you work? You married? Are you divorced?
I work 10-hour days, and I work standing on my feet. And when I get in the car, all I want to do is listen to you and have a good time.
And can I ask what you do on your feet for 10 hours a day?
I work. I'm a pharmacy technician.
Wow.
Wow.
How's the pharmacy business? The reason I ask this. I've always thought the last few years that when somebody got out of college, one of the best job opportunities out there was pharmaceutical sales rep. And I have a friend whose daughter and son-in-law are both pharmaceutical sales reps, and they are staring at potential massive layoffs and cutbacks, which really surprised me.
Yeah.
I thought that was a business that's headed for nothing but boom times because of boomers getting older, prescriptions being written, but apparently that industry's taken a hit too.
What about the techs, though, the pharmacy technicians, the one that work in the pharmacy? I guess that's still pretty
good. Well, you must be busy. You're working 10 hours a day.
Yeah, well, actually, you're supposed to be working 12, and I'm only doing 10, so, yeah, it's a long day.
And what is a pharmaceutical technician? What does that mean?
It just means I pack up pills and send them out to everybody that needs them.
Okay, pack me up some.
A little care package.
Yeah, we'll take some painkillers.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Mary,
you.
Thank you for the call. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, off we go to Mike. Oh, we got a break? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, and Glenn also had a new slogan for our show.
What is it?
Well, Glenn can tell you. He's on.
No, he can't because we can't take his call
because
we're on our new format now.
Here's my new slogan for our show.
We'll be right back.
No.
That's our new slogan.
Kill the flow of the show.
Kill the flow of the show. Very good. Mike, I'm going to take Mike's call real fast. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm aiming to PM.
Thank you. I got about 30
That's
seconds.
All the time we have.
30 seconds with the new format.
Hey, I was just wondering if Don Meadows Dixon was from the Illinois area. I don't want to put an age on her, but I went to high school with the Don Meadows back in Belleville area, Illinois.
Would that be you?
No, I went to high school here in St. Louis at Parkway West.
Oh, okay.
But
no,
I'm
no
curious
problem.
what year
curious.
Did you What year
I've been wanting to ask that for a long time. Long time listener, first time caller.
What year, she wants to know, did you graduate?
77.
Oh, you're a baby.
That'd be a baby. You probably did it. You probably graduated in 77.
I'm looking at it. No, I'm looking at it. I'm going to say she graduated from high school about 1998.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank. I knew I loved you.
You're welcome. Mike, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. Thank you much. Yeah. Bye-bye.
And because of the new format, now we're over time. We have to break again. Call to complain. Write to complain, please. We'll end this tomorrow. American Equity Mortgage says, Happy New Year to all of you. And I say to them, not only Happy New Year, but thank you for being a part of the show for 20 years. We have just started, I think, about the 21st year. And a lot of you right now are taking another good hard look at how you manage your money and your finances. You just will. Bills are going to start coming in here from the Christmas and holiday gifts, whatever holiday you celebrate. And then you start rethinking things. Rethink this. Rethink minimum payments on credit card debt and break that habit and stop it. And you can. If you're a homeowner, you can. You have equity in your
house. Stop it!
Yeah, that's Deanna Doherty. That's her right there.
Really?
Telling someone what to do about minimum credit card payments.
Stop it!
Yeah!
Stop it. They say, well, how do I stop it? Here's how. American Equity Mortgage. If you are a homeowner and you have equity in your home, and I'm sure you do, let them pay those credit cards off for you. You're going to save literally the average person that does this, and they have all the numbers to back this up, between $600 and $700 a month they save. Money that they have that they didn't have before simply because they stopped paying ridiculous credit card interest rates. Got them paid off, start fresh, roll it into your house payment. Now that payment, it's not only is the interest lower, but that interest is probably going to be tax deductible because it's part of your house payment. They'll explain all that to you when you call. But we're still in these ridiculously low interest rates in the threes, depending on your credit. I mean, 50 years since we've seen anything like this. Take advantage of that. Borrow money the smart way. They'll help you. They'll walk you through the whole process. You know the number, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Let's check the highways. Tim Weiland's in the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, if you're driving around the St. Louis and St. Louis County area and you're starting to see some smoke, we finally followed it out here, and we can't tell if it's a control burn or if maybe it's a forest fire that got set out here past Pacific at Shaw's Arboretum, but all that smoke is blowing its way up there, and from about 270 on out through Chesterfield Valley, it's nothing but you're driving in smoke at that area, so it's carrying a pretty far way. Now, we do have no delays on westbound 44 as you make your way out this way past the Six Flags. Southbound 270 just had a stop-and-go pocket on either side of Olive till about Ladue, and then it's just a little heavy down around Doherty Ferry. But eastbound 40 at Mason, they were still working with an accident. It's off on the right shoulder. You have a slowdown between Timberlake Manor and Mason, and on westbound 70, starting to get a little bit heavy as you pass the airport, and then it's slow again around 79 and T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis metro area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. Krieger's Sports Bar with plenty of big screen TVs to watch your favorite games on, including the big game coming up.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 4064.
Krieger's.
Go to Krieger'sChesterfield.com for more.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all of their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful hand-scraped hardwood flooring is now on sale for only $10.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished hand-scraped hardwood floors installed for only $10.99 a square foot. This sale is for 5-inch wide planks and your choice of 5 beautiful colors. You also have a choice between oak or maple. Hand-scraped 5-inch hardwood flooring is the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 5 colors in maple or oak, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and start your new year off right. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperst in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, on ABC, a new show is debuting where men dress up as women to find employment.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the original title was the Janet Reno story.
Oh. Oh, whoa!
We have to break. We have to break now.
No,
almost.
No, but that was good.
Okay. The Republican presidential candidates are now in New Hampshire, and who cares?
I'll say.
We got the break now?
No. It's like, can you hear me now?
Finally, this afternoon.
And finally. He knows a break's coming.
Yeah. New study finds that humans started wearing clothes about 170,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, they say the first sentence ever spoken was, "Me look fat in this." Book level segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. Frank, thanks for...